Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Begin the Lamed Aleph. Begin the place of the Masechta. Begin the words of the Gemara. Efshe the Mamat L'Rishos V'Chulu. That what you could do is you could actually nullify the domains, etc. So I'm just going to explain that. Why don't we say it also when you make a Neiru B'Chatzeris with the houses? And as the Gemara brought from Rav, that it depends. A Mavoi that they didn't do Shetuf from the Mavois, just like it's forbidden to carry from the Chatzit to the Mavoi, so to not carry in the Mavoi itself more than Dalet Amos. Now, that the Gemara explains specifically if that one of the courtyards made an Irvich Hatzeris to permit to carry from the houses to the courtyard. But if they didn't make Irvich Hatzeris, then you're allowed to carry in the whole Mavoi. The Gemara wanted to explain the reason is because we know that a Mavoi is only permitted to carry inside of it if you have the criterion of a Mavoi, which is that two courtyards open up into the Mavoi and two houses into the courtyard. Now, the problem is when the B'nai Chatzeris make an Erev, it's as if there's no courtyards at all, because the Erev makes it like the courtyards are an extension of the house. It's like one big house, and therefore you're not carrying the Mavoi because you don't have, quote-unquote, two courtyards opening up into the Mavoi. Then the Gemara says, if that's the case, then even when you don't make your B'nai Chatzeris, it should also be forbidden to carry in the Mavoi, because the halacha is that besides the Chatzeris have to open up into the Mavoi, we need to have also that Batma open up into the Mavoi. Problem is, you can't carry from the bottom into the Mavoi, so it's like the houses should be like closed over, like you don't have houses. But the Gemara says, at this point in the Gemara, that no, all the people mavatal their rights of the chatzar into one person's house. So it's like that there's one house there that is allowed to open up into the courtyard, which could then go into the Mavoi. So therefore, there is a bias opening up into the chatzar, which is opening up into the Mavoi. Now, that place it says, and Tais has to take a second look. It says, Ben Temi, if you're going to say, Ki irvu chatzeris nami imbatim, even when there's an irvu chatzeris with the houses, metina lemei, you could say sheyash chatzer lemavoi. The Gemara was presuming that the irvu chatzeris, there's no chatzer. Why? Because it's like an extension of the house. But Taisa says no. You could say that there's like a courtyard for the mavoi. Kugin shebitli oisei shel chatzer l'rishus dekulu sheyash lemavoi. That the people, the rights that they have in the Mavoi, from this courtyard, the Mavatal, their rights to the rights of a different courtyard, the Chayin Letaltam and the Chatz Mavoi. And then they could carry from the courtyard to the Mavoi because you don't have other Chatzeris preventing them, similar to the Svara that the Gemara said regarding the Batim, you could say the same regarding Chatzeris. So even when they do make a Ribbon Chatzeris, and every person could carry the Ibri courtyard, they could carry from the house to the courtyard, at that part of the Gemara also, why are you saying that there's no Mechatzeris? There are Chatzeris because there is going to be one chatzar that could carry to the Mavoi, because even though they didn't make shetuvim mavois, but you don't have to, because it's like only they're the only ones who have rights in the Mavoi. Some, like we said, the Svar by the bottom are going to chatzeres. And that's his taste, holy boy, like Shui. The Gemara did not have to ask that question. They call Mandam Mavrin, because anyways, there's an opinion of Erevin of Samach Vav Mabez that says, in bitl rishos mechatz l'chatzar. You cannot nullify properties from one courtyard to another courtyard. You could do it in the house of the courtyard, but not from one courtyard to another. So anyways, that wouldn't be a good question. But more of us says, anyways, the Gemara refutes this interpretation for a better question anyway, and therefore doesn't ask the question that Taisa is asking. The master begins the words of Gemara, Mipalga the Yem Lepanya, from halfway of the day to the evening. The Chase explains that the Gemara's question is specifically Rav according to his own reasoning. Because the Gemara explains that the halacha of Rav is that he holds that in the beginning of the day could be one person, his bias, and then you could have batim, because the second half of the day you'll have another one, because everyone will then, from noon, move back to the rishos to someone else. Says the Gemara, that's only because the Gemara is saying Rav Lutameh. We're coming to explain Rav's halach, and Rav would go according to his reasoning. That he says, on the same Shabbos, you can mevat just to one person, and then go ahead and do a bitl back the other way. And therefore, that's how the Gemara was trying to explain, that you would have two batim, even though you could only really have one at a time, but having two batim at 2 points in the day in the same chatzar for the same mavet. The next text, the Master begins with the Gemara, Migarm lechatzeris. Who caused the chatzeris? So let's explain what's actually the halacha in this, that the Gemara ultimately concludes that the reasoning of Rav, that where they did not make a Ruvi Chatzeris with the houses, that then they're allowed to carry in the whole Mavoi, but if they're not allowed to, that's simply because when they didn't make a Ruvi Chatzeris, then you're allowed to carry because no one's carrying from the house into the courtyard. So there's no problem about carrying from the courtyard into the Mavoi. If they made an Erev, we're concerned that they might carry from the courtyard into the Mavoi, what they carry from the house into the courtyard. So therefore, in the Mavoi itself, you're also not allowed to carry. It says, Taisa, non-Kaimalon, we rule No, not like the Gemara is concluding over here. That even when they made a Irva Chatzeris with their houses, Mutl Tal, they still had a carry in the Mavi. Why? Because the Rav, the Asa Be'irvum, Rav, who in this Sugi is going like, that he says forbidden to carry in the Mavi when they didn't do Shetuv and Mavi, when they made a Irva Chatzeris, is Latameh, goes according to his reasoning. The Pasik, Reb Shimon, he rules like Reb Shimon, the Davka Be'irvum. That specifically, that you're allowed to carry in these areas, in the Mavi, when you didn't make an Irv. But if he made an Erev, then Rabbi Shimon would say it's forbidden. But Rabbi Yechon and Pasek Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yechon also rules like Rabbi Shimon, Bein Irvu, Bein La Irvu, that the halacha is whether you made an Erev or you didn't make an Erev. Rabbi Yechon and Kamelon, and we rule like Rabbi Yechon, that Rabbi Yechon explains in Rabbi Shimon that this Rabbi Shimon permits it's not only when they didn't make an Erev, it's even when they did make an Erev, and we rule like Rabbi Yechon, and therefore, according to us, you're allowed to carry the Mavo, even if the people made their own Erev Chateris from their houses to the courtyards. The next is Matzah begins the words of Gemara. Lo lecholam Rabbi Lazer machshir mitzvah dechinas Shabbos. Not for every halacha, although we said it here by Mila. Not every halacha did he say that the preparatory parts of the mitzvah override Shabbos. Which Tesis wonders that how could you have entertained to learn out, which is as Tesis can explain what the Gemara ultimately was talking about, tzitzis and mezuzah from Mila, because Rabbi Yechon says although we find Rabbi Lazer open them this parak says machshir mitzvah dechinas Shabbos, it's not for everything. Where, and the proof was from Shtei Halachim, where you need a special limud that you wouldn't know it just automatically. Now, says Taisis, Lakama Mefarish. Now, later on, the Gemara does explain that the Aslam Ute, what is Rabbi Yechon coming to exclude and say, oh, Rabbi Lez doesn't say it over there? It's Tekut Tzitzis and Mezuzah, that there the Makhshirim of Tzitzis and Mezuzah are not Teicha Shabbos. The Ochid Rusha, and then this is what the statement of Rabbi Yechon was saying. Loy Lacham Mitzan Noikis B'Shabbos, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yechon Yitzchol Shabbos, not every mitzvah that applies on Shabbos. Since Rabbi Lazar said the preparatory acts are Decha Shabbos, Shere Shtei Lechem Mechulu B'Kodesh, by Shtei Lechem we find that you need a special limud to learn it out. The text is bothered. He says, Amashim L'Chari. Okay, so it sounds like, seemingly, D'Iloi D'Ashkechan, the Master Rabbi Lazar Gezer Shabbos, that had we not found that Rabbi Lazar required a Gezer Shabbos Shtei Lechem, then because that's the source. We say, oh, he doesn't automatically say it. Oh, therefore we're excluding Tzitzis and Mezuzah. But had we not had that Gezer Shabbos Rabbi Lazar, Havagamina, we would have learned Tzitzis and Mezuzah Memilo. We would have learned out from Mila, which we see in our Mishnah clearly, he holds Machshir Mitzvah Derech Shabbos, the same thing to Tzitzis and Mezuzah, B'neima, we would have said the Machshiriyah Derech Shabbos and the preparatory acts of Tzitzis and Mezuzah Derech Shabbos. And that's just Tzitzis B'teima, who it's a wonder. Because Heicha Shaykh L'Mila Tzitzis and Mezuzah Mila, how could you learn out Tzitzis and Mezuzah from Mila? The Mila Dinu the Machshiriyah Derech Shabbos, Mila makes sense of the preparatory acts of Derech Shabbos, the Hiyatma Derech Shabbos, because Mila itself, as the Gemara later learns out, is override Shabbos. But wearing tzitzis, having a mezuzah, the mitzvah itself does not override Shabbos. We don't find any way that you can mechal Shabbos for the mitzvah. So therefore, from where would you see think to say from Mila to learn out the preparatory acts of it are Deicha Shabbos? And Taisa does not answer that question. The next tzitzis masla begins with the Gemara, Taimer Shtei Alechem. But whereas, yeah, how are you going to say it by the Shtei Alechem? Shematza Katz, if you find that it's harvested already, Eina Kaitza, you don't harvest specially. Taisa can explain. The one we said that itself you learn out from Omer. Because the Gemara said that you cannot learn out the Bechshir Shtei Alechem from a Mamatzinu that from the Omer to be Deicha Shabbos. Because you could say, wait, we find by the Omer a certain stringency that even if he already had harvested barley, you have to specially harvest through what's called the Ketzirus Omer and conserve Shtei Alechem. If you already have harvested wheat, you don't have to make specially for the Shtei Alechem. You could just take that wheat and make chalas out of it. Now, but then Taisa says, Tema, it's a wonder. My Kapach, what's the Gemara's question? The higuf and nail of minute. What in that itself you should learn out the shtei lechem from the omer. That point also. Ma omer just like the omer the barlow orfing shabbos pishah matzah katzah kaitzah. That even though if you already found it harvested, you have to harvest it. Af shtei lechem, so the shtei lechem and matzah katzah kaitzah. If you found it harvested, you should still harvest it. And Taisa explains the nail of minute tardi. And there's two things you should be learning out from it. Machshirin v'katzira. Not only the fact that just like the omer the machshirin is deicha shabbos, so the shtei lechem. But yeah, also that same other stringency. That just like over there, you have to do special katir. So it's over here. So what's the most question? Says Taisa, but Tirzah Ben Tamer, Ben Tamer answers, says, no, the Holy Dhamim. That's not comparable to learn out Shtei Alechem from the Emir. The Nailif Minal Katir that you learn that also regarding the harvesting. And the reason why, says Taisa, says Rabbein Tamer Svar, Shei Ba'at Tzeres, because by Shavuos time, you call Achid Masarim Katirim, by Shavuos time already, all the wheat and the barley has already been harvested already. So they were Volimashmin Asya Gzer Shava. It doesn't sound like this, that this is what the Gzer Shavu would be telling us. Ela Machshir, the Deicha Shabbos, is only telling us regarding that the preparatory acts is Deicha Shabbos. But we did not learn it from the fact of also regarding the Ketzira, because that wouldn't be logical. But Omer makes sense because that's the beginning of the harvesting season. Shavuos, everything's already harvested. It wouldn't make sense that was what we would tell you. You have to specifically harvest it for the Shnei Halachim. Another approach place it says, the whole Emoti Lememinel Ketzir. No, you cannot say, we should also learn out, that there should be a special Ketzir for the Shnei Halachim to learn out from the Omer, because the Mehecha Nafkul and Ketzir is Omer Dach HaShabbos. Says Taisus, where do we know that the reaping of the barley for the Omer overrides Shabbos? Milchsif, because there's a pasuk that says, Bechar Shabbakatza Tishbois, that the plowing and from the harvesting you should rest. Kedushin b'menachas b'shil Rabbi Shmuel. We learn in menachas the end of paragraph Rabbi Shmuel nachayim bezem and half that says macha rishrushos. Just like plowing is voluntary, you never have a mitzvah of plowing. Av katz rishrushos. So to the ktsir that you cannot do a job. It's a voluntary ktsir. Yad ktsir. So I mean that excludes the reaping of the barley offering. She mitzvah, which is a mitzvah. Now v'goli rachmana. So Taisus, the Torah is revealing here the lekel lemeil of elgabe oimer that is only by the oimer. Because the chsib beinamikatzer, where it says that there's a mitzvah of kutzachem of harvesting it, the loy the gabbish shteilechem. Now we're going to shteilechem the chsib beukatzer, where it doesn't say anything about harvesting, and therefore we would not have learned out the shteilechem of the aimer. Because to the contrary, the pasuk is explicitly coming to tell us that it's something that only applies to the aimer. Now, but then Taisus tells us that what comes out is that this that we're saying that the ketzirus aimer is deicha Shabbos. And so too the halacha that if you find it already harvested, you have to harvest it specifically is because it says ketzir by the Omer. So the Taisus, Valkar Chavadim, most definitely, Hainu Taimer, the Yolav Gabba Omer Ketzir, the reason why is that because we're saying that you say by the Omer, it says over there ketzir, like we just explained. In other words, that if you find it harvested, you have to harvest it especially, is Meshuv L'Chsebe Ketzir, because it says over there that of harvesting. Because the Yolav Hachi, because if not, in other words, if you would explain that even without ketzir, you besides saying that it says b'kutzuchem by the oimer, you would learn from b'charish b'katzah tishbeis that if you find harvested, you have to harvest it, and because if not, then the Torah wouldn't let you do the harvesting on Shabbos. So then you have a difficulty. In this instance, it says nebraisa that we're excluding ketzir, which is a mitzvah. Ma'ishna the yol of tvei gabi oimer megabesh te'alechem. Then why would we be learning that? Oh, when it says b'charish b'katzah tishbeis. How would we know that applies more to the Omer than the Shtei Alechem? The Chanami Nimi Yotze Ketzir Shtei Alechem, which we should also say that, oh, it excludes the Shtei Alechem. It also has a mitzvah. But the fact that the Braisa speaks specifically the Omer is because, yes, the reason why we say by the Omer, and this is just proving what he said before, because if you find it harvested, you still have a mitzvah of harvesting because it says B'kutzuchem. But the Shtei Alechem, that doesn't say Ketzir over there, therefore, you don't have a special Ketzir, and therefore, that's why it's something that's not Deicha Shabbos like by the Omer. So Taisus wondered that why don't we learn the Shtei Alechem from Omer also regarding the fact of if Motzer Katzer Kaitzer. So Taisus first said because it's not logical that they would command you a special Ketzir of wheat by Shavuos because everything was already harvested by that point. Or Taisus says that because the wording of the Pasuk and the fact that it says B'chalar Shabbat Katzer Tishbais, it says regarding the Katzer, that's something that's only by the Omer where it says by their Katzer, to tell you that, yeah, that's where you have the mitzvah of specifically cutting, a mitzvah of cutting, that's only by Emer and not by the Shtei Alechem. Kishanek says, Matzah begins the words of the Gemara B'Shavin. Now they both agree, Shem Tzayit Talisa B'Chulu, that if they make tzitzis on the garment, etc., my time of B'Chulu, etc., why is that? So, please come to explain, what was the Havamina? What would have thought to say that the preparatory acts of tzitzis mezuzah are Deicha Shabbos? Because the Gemara brought that even Rabbi Eliezer holds that many mitzvahs here, the machshirim of Deicha Shabbos, but he agrees, and that's what Rabbi Yechon's teaching was coming to say, that by tzitzis mezuzah, machshirim are not Deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, that why is tzitzis different than from other mitzvahs? So Taisus came in to wonder, Matzor, Tamlazah, why do you need a reason to say why is tzitzis and mezuzah excluded? What do you mean? El machshirim do ashkan to Rabbi Nekra. What do you mean? Very simply. We don't find that the pasuk includes it. As Taisus says, the Chol Inach Matzuchin Nekrala Kamanda Lugamim Ma'adadi, although the Gemara is going through all this, no, it's not Shafer, no, it's not Lulav, no, it's not Sukkah. That's not because they're not excluded. That's because, as the Gemara brings them on the base, because they have inclusions. So what do you mean? Why are you asking why it sits as and you have to come up with a Svara, why it sits as and is different? What do you mean? It's just number rebirth. And as we brought, Rebbe Lezer needs a special rebirth for each one that Makshin is Deicha Shabbos. That's as Taisus Miu Yashim, however, what you could say here is Zikul Mail of Tzitzis or Mezuzah Mesukkah. No, because we would have had a source for it. If not for having a smar, why it's not like, why it's not included? Because they would have learned the tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah, which are one of the things that we say it's makshir na deicha Shabbos. Because the Taisus explains, because the mai parakta, what would you ask? As we see in the Medbeis, we're saying, oh, you can't learn that from that. you would have asked to say, oh, maybe you can't learn a tzitzit mezuzah from sukkah. Shekein hegis b'leilus kibiyam, because it applies at nighttime, just like a daytime, as the Gemara says, that's unique of sukkah regarding all the other things I mentioned on the day. And that says, "Taisim, mezuzah naminik b'leilus kibiyam. Mezuzah also at nighttime as by daytime. Chin tzitzis l'rabbanan. The plague of Rabshim b'kat chelis. So too the rabbanan, they also hold by tzitzis." That who disagree with Reb Shimon and Menachas and Miguel and Medalev, to lay dar shibri isim by prat l'chusla. They don't expound that you should see it to exclude a nighttime garment and the prat l'chusla only for a blind person's garment where he can't see it. But yet tzitzis and mezuzah apply by day and by night, and therefore we would have learned it out from sukkah, and therefore he needed to say why it is excluded. Now says tzitzis la high time of the parishes sukkah yelv. So this is based on what we're saying that we would have learned that tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah. So tzarch lem, what you have to say is an interesting svara, says tzitzis. You have to say the tzitzis, im avrizmana butla. It's included in the category of, yeah, if you missed the time, you lost the opportunity. Because dila vachi, if it wouldn't be included in that, because on some level you would say, no, it's not losing an opportunity. I can do it tomorrow, I can do it the day after. So it says, if you wouldn't say im avrizmana butla, then iklamifach, then you could refute the limud of tzitzis and mezuzah from sukkah. Because you could say, mala sukkah, shekin im avrizmana butla, if you missed these 7 days, it's over. You can't do sukkah any day of the year. Says Taisus, because the mistaber, it's logical. The mila im avrizmana le butla, yeah, by mila, if you missed the 8th day, you didn't lose the mitzvah. Sha'isa mila atzma shumachai b'shmini, because that mila itself that you're obligated on the 8th day, huwais b'chi, it's a one-time thing. You'll do it on the 9th day. Shemal b'shmini, lo ha'yachai zemal b'chi, because if you do the circumstance on day 8, you're not going to do it on day 9. Of a sukkah, tzitzis mezuzah, but regarding sukkah and what you would learn out from it, regarding tzitzis mezuzah, b'chol yoyim mechai ben, every single day, You're obligated, it, meaning, as Tais explains, even if you do it today, you have to do it tomorrow. So, therefore, when you miss today and you don't do it, you're never going to get this exact mitzvah. So, you're saying, what do you mean? I didn't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. No, it's not that same mitzvah of tzitzis. If you miss this moment, this day's mitzvah of tzitzis and of mezuzah. So, therefore, yes, it would have qualified for him, of his mana butlam, to say, because the Gemara ultimately explains that Mila is different than all the other ones, because Mila is a Mavizmana Le Butla, whereas these are Mavizmana Butla. So Tzitzis and Mezuzah are the same thing, like Sukkah also, even though it's not just a 7-day period. So every day is that mitzvah, you would never get that back again. Whereas Mila, yeah, well, you'll get it. The same mitzvah is, it's a one-time thing. Then Tzitzis Ben Temi begin to say, wait a second, how could you really learn out Tzitzis and Mezuzah from Sukkah? And also all the other things that the Gemara says that, oh, we should learn out from one from the other. The parach where the Gemara is asking, okay, why do we say by every one makshir mitzvah? Say by one of them, and you learn out the other one from the other one. The Gemara has to say why we can't. But Tais is asking on those, and also over here, that we would have thought to learn tzitzis mezuzah from sukkah. Other to the contrary, why say learn out from these that makshir nadoich shabbos nigma mekibirav ve'em l'minim mitzvah migdash? Learn out from honoring one's parents or from building mitzvah migdash to loyd dach for shabbos, where it doesn't override shabbos. As we continue on the base, we could eat some perikam of the yavamas, like the Gemara says in first pekin yavamas davam men aleph. So instead of learning out from certain mitzvahs that the Bechshir and the Shabbos, learn out from building the Mitzvah Kibbutz Avayim that it's from the Shabbos itself. So it says, what you could say is no. The Hacha Hachigami, this is what we're learning here in our Sugya. Ma Mitzvah Bahanach, what do we find by these? Shem Mitzvahs Noigiz B'Shabbos, all these mitzvahs that we're talking about, Lulav and Mezuzah, all these mitzvahs, they apply on Shabbos. And we're saying, U'machshirah Dach Shabbos, and their Machshir are also Dach Shabbos. Av Kol Shem Mitzvah Noigiz B'Shabbos, so to all mitzvahs that applies on Shabbos, like tzitzis and the preparatory shows to be the Shabbos. That was the Gemara's question. That was the Gemara's whole sugyobi. So it says, therefore, you cannot learn from Kibbutz out of aim. Because that's referring to the mitzvah itself that we're saying is not the Shabbos. And we're not even talking about the preparatory acts. Because the shachali bashali, when the father says, slaughter for me, cook for me on Shabbos, that's the actual honoring itself. When he prepares the food for him, that's not just the hechsher mitzvah kibbutz avim. That is the mitzvah kibbutz avim when you're doing the cooking. Also, the building of Beis HaMikdash is the mitzvah itself, which Hashem says to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so therefore, since they were talking about the mitzvah itself is not Dechah Shabbos, so there's no riot regarding mitzvahs that are applying on Shabbos, regarding Is Machshirel. Therefore, the Gemara was saying that you could learn out from the other ones of Machshir Dechah Shabbos if the mitzvah is on Shabbos. Here, the mitzvah itself is not on Shabbos, so therefore, it's no riot to those that the mitzvah is on Shabbos. So, Tais have explained the reasoning why that the Gemara says that you have to say why tzitzis mezuzahs are not Dechah Shabbos. What I mean, if not for that, why would you think you would include it? It doesn't have a read, but it says, this, yeah, we would have thought to learn that from Sukkah, that's Dechah Shabbos. Tais explained that why did you learn from Kibbutz Avim b'Shabbos? Because over here, the limit is regarding everything that is Dechah Shabbos, so we're talking about also the Makshirin. Whereas Kibud Amim is Mikdash, it's the mitzvah itself, but it's not Pesach Shabbat, therefore that has nothing to do with our sugya, which is discussing regarding the Mechshirei Mitzvah.